up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Pete this week. Pete, good to see you.
Hey, Derek. I'm fighting off a sinus infection, so I'm going to be muting myself a lot so people aren't listening to me cough all night. I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
I don't think anyone wants to hear that. So, yeah. And we got Steve this week. Steve, glad you didn't blow away last week.
I survived a bomb cyclone, so.
That's right. Did you lose power?
I'm actually the only little blip that I had when we were recording.
Was what we were recording last week?
Yeah, I got lucky. I had friends who had power for no power for 4 days.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. That does nasty things to refrigerators and freezers too.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got a bunch of fun shows coming up, including one next week that I'm still not sure I'm going to actually watch, but I'll be here for the show. So, this week, with it being Thanksgiving, Moana 2 coming out, so we decided to go back and look at the original Moana. Again, this is one of those movies that if you have not actually watched it, you're probably living under a rock somewhere, or back in like the 30s. I don't really feel necessarily the need on this one, again, to go over the plot, mainly because it is the most watched video movie on Disney Plus, like every month since the creation of Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So, has the songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda, features Dwayne Johnson and the girl who plays Moana that I really can't pronounce her name.
Alani is, I think, her first name.
Okay.
We won't try to do the last one.
So, what about Moana? And going back and watching Moana, what about the original Moana has us giving thanks? What really works for this movie? And Pete, I'm going to start with you.
So I watched this right before we recorded this. I had not seen this movie since it came out. The first portion of the movie, Still on the Island, I did not remember quite a bit of it. I didn't remember that part being as long as it was. But I remembered a lot of the rest of it. I thought it was a fun little adventure movie. I really liked the songs from Lin-Manuel Miranda. I know people kind of either love him or hate him, and and they definitely sound like his songs. Mm-hmm. For sure, especially You're Welcome. But all of them do. Yeah. The water animation was really wonderful. Not so much when the water was picking up Moana and that kind of thing, but the realistic animation of the water was really, really beautiful. Overall, again, I mean, it's Disney. We should say that every time. The animation is amazing. But I thought they did a really beautiful job animating this movie, very colorful and everything like that. So that's what I appreciated the most about it. What about you, Steve?
I liked that the story did not have a prince who's coming to try to save the princess. It was all her. I mean, it was the classic hero's journey story that I have taught kids many times of definitely following it. But yeah, it was all her, and it came down to her making the final decisions, and it ended with her not being in love and being married off, but, you know, sort of becoming the leader for her island and stuff. So I really enjoyed that. Like you, I like the music. It was You're Welcome. I was asking Derek before we started, when was this recorded? Because that song, very catchy, earworm, but it reminded me of another song, and I have not been able to figure that out.
Family Magical?
Maybe that's what it is. It was sort of just like I've heard this sort of beat before. Where was it? So,
yeah, I feel like that You're Welcome, that middle part of it where he's like rapping, I thought that was very Hamilton.
Oh, okay. Very.
Maybe that's what it is, because I've heard all those things. Yes, very enjoyable. I mean, I enjoyed it. I haven't, like you, I haven't seen it in years. So.
I love some of the animation. I love the fact that the tattoo animation was all hand-drawn. Everything else was computers, but the tattoo animation was all hand animation, which was the first hand animation since Princess and the Frog. So I enjoyed that. The songs, I mean, there are several earworms. The power ballad of How Far I'll Go, I think absolutely trumps Let It Go so far.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't beaten to everybody's heads as hard as Let It Go was. So right. That was kind of nice. I think I agree with both of you that the idea that she was the one through her own strength and through her own intellect was the one that did, you know, she was a heroine by herself. Yes, Maui stepped in and helped her a little bit, but it was her. I also want to talk about the trauma-informed story of this. Mm-hmm. How it's, and as a teacher, I get this, of she realizes that the, not Tafiti, but when she's the lava monster, that is not really who she is, because she had her heart taken away from her.
Right.
And I see this all the time in students that I deal with, especially a lot of kids that are in the foster care system. So it's kids that any attention for them is so much better than than no attention. And they don't care if it's positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And just all they get into a cycle of, especially as we were coming up on Thanksgiving, you can tell the kids that had nobody to go to for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And are reminded that they don't really have anybody who necessarily loves them. And, or at least that's how they feel.
Right.
So I saw a lot of parallels that, and how she realizes that, wait a minute, this is her heart. And it's one of those, you notice the ocean knows this, because the ocean, when she says, let her come to me, the ocean says, absolutely.
Right.
So, and the ocean chose Moana for a reason, because of her big heart, because of understanding that this is really not who the lava monster is, that is Tafiti. So I love that is brought forth, and it's not shoved in our face, even though it's, you have to think about it a little bit. So.
Another thing I liked about this movie was that that she was close to her grandmother, which you don't always see, that it's a grandparent relationship in a Disney movie.
And that she had a father and mother who did truly both love her.
Yeah. I mean, her parents were fine, but it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for a child to be closer to her grandparent than to her parents, depending on the situation. And I think that representing that as well was something that was a little different than we usually see from Disney. Disney commonly kills off one parent and then has the child be very close to the other parent. And so I kind of liked that. The way that this presented the family and the dynamics of that she was closer to her grandmother, and but even the dynamics with the father was still like the father wanting to like teach her but not have her change things and things like that. So I did like that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So if that's what we liked about it, what about this movie belongs with the Kakamora? What about this did not work? Steve, I'll start with you.
Number one, the crab song.
Shiny. Yeah.
Leading up to that classic heroes, here's our first sort of our second thing we have to go through. But then the crab song took me out of the movie. I was just waiting for it to be over. I did not like that part. I guess it felt off. And the other thing is
with the way he broke the fourth wall several times.
Yes. Yeah. I guess I had a problem. I also found parts of it very predictable. Grandma reminded me of Rafiki from The Lion King. I got a Rafiki fan. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I guess felt some of it was sort of predictable. Not in a bad way. It was just like you could tell like where it was going, but it was really the crab. The crab. I do not like the crab at all.
Yeah, I would agree that that song, Lin-Manuel does not always hit with all of his songs. And to me, that was one in this that did not hit. I would also say, like Pete said, that the beginning of it on the island is too long. This is a long movie, guys. This is like an hour 50, hour 55 movie. So for a Disney animated movie, that's long. And I don't think it needed to be that long. There was definitely some that could have been trimmed. As you said, you either love Lin-Manuel Miranda's songs or you hate his songs. And on this, I think you get both sides of it. As much as I like You're Welcome as the In the Earworm and the How Far I'll Go, the Shiny, and a couple of the others just don't work quite as well. Especially when you hear him start singing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, some of it just didn't work. To me, it was, as you said, it got a little long. I didn't mind that it was predictable because I'm going to a Disney movie. I'm not expecting anything super unique. Because let's face it, it's a hero's journey. But yeah, there were definitely some slow sections in it. So Pete, how about you? Anything else that didn't work for you?
Well, 100% with that beginning. I mean, it takes her 30 minutes to get off the island. And that did not need to be 30 minutes long there at the beginning. It could have been half that. There was a lot of jokes and montages, and it just that whole, I agree with you. Take 15 minutes off the beginning. I think the rest of it for the most part works at a pretty good pace. So I have less of an issue anywhere else as far as tightening it up. But if you took 15 minutes off the first half hour, I think it's a tighter movie. Sometimes I get annoyed when they have a movie that is set in, you know, in ancient Polynesia or as this is or whatever you want to call it, and they use a lot of anachronistic phrases. Like at one point someone says nope, and I'm thinking like, no one would be saying nope. I mean, it's a little issue, but like,
either, so you know
what.
They wouldn't say boat snack either. So
yeah, boat snack. Yeah, and a lot of it was Dwayne Johnson doing genius things that were that. You know, and again, that's a nitpick more than anything, because in addition, they also wouldn't be speaking English, you know. So
picking on that one,
but there's just a couple of moments there that kind of took me out of the movie. With the like the reference jokes and things like that, but I did like when they had him raise his eyebrow like The Rock. I think that's, you know, you gotta have that, right?
Yeah.
So overall though, not a lot to complain about it. It's a pretty well paced movie, and there's not a lot of excess. There's not a lot of characters that don't work. Excuse me. I will kind of agree that the scene with the crab. Yeah, that's probably my least favorite scene in the movie too.
I think they tried to make that the Poor Unfortunate Souls song, and it didn't work.
Yeah,
because it's the same directors that did Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, man, does it follow a similar progression at least through like the first visit to the island.
Yeah. And they also did Hercules, which does that hero's journey.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
So, okay. As you said, Moana 2 is coming out. By the time we release this episode, it will probably have already been out, depending on if I get this out on a Wednesday or a Thursday. But what will make Moana 2 a success for you in the aftermath of this one? What is going to have to happen with Moana 2 for you to think it, yes, it really truly works as a sequel? I'll be the first to admit, Disney sequels are usually 75% at best of the originals.
Yeah, and that's
mostly.
That's not uncommon, for sure.
So, Pete, what's it going to take for you for Moana 2 to be a success?
I hope they don't just completely copy the same story. You know, the biggest thing in the trailer is it feels like they're showing us about a bunch of scenes that are reminding us of the first movie, right? And I don't want to see just like a copy of the first movie and, you know, this time we got to return this item back to this place. You know, I hope that there's going to be a different reason for her to go on her journey that she does.
You can hope that, Pete.
Yes.
I've seen some summaries of this plot. You can hope that.
I can hope it. I'm expecting it to be the thing that worries me about this is it was originally planned as a Disney Plus show.
And then they made it a movie.
They decided to make it a movie probably because of how popular Moana is on the streaming service. And it makes me nervous that it won't be up to the full standards. And I don't think it's going to be bad.
Although it will let us see, you know, all those times we've said that, you know, this should have been a movie instead of a show.
Right.
They may have actually listened to us on this one, like, right, type thing. So, Steve, how about you?
I'm like Pete. I'm hoping to see something new and not just a repeat. I'm also hoping that they don't bring in a love interest this time. Like, they stick with her being true to herself, that she can figure out things on her own. But I'm hoping like there's some sort of like a new take that we haven't seen before, like some original storytelling. I'm like Pete, I'm hoping it's not a repeat, like, but now it's in this situation.
I would totally agree with that. That's going to make it just kind of seem old. I'm also a little nervous about, honestly, I'm a little nervous about the fact that Lin-Manuel Miranda is not involved this time. Just because that means if you loved his songs before, they're not his songs this time around. And he was heavily involved with the story before. He's not this time. So that makes me a little nervous. As you said, Pete, the fact that they were making this originally going to be, basically, we don't have enough for a TV show, so let's just turn it into a movie. And let's release it, make it our Thanksgiving release, because, well, we don't really have anything else coming out, is kind of how this feels. I don't know. I'm very leery about, it almost feels like from the trailers, you know those movies that show you the funniest parts in the trailers and the rest of the movie is really blah? I have that suspicion that they're trying to show us the best parts of the actual movie in the trailers, and the movie's just going to fall flat, is my fear. Now, I also know Disney has a habit of having animation in the trailers that's nowhere in the movie. So it'll be real interesting to see how things go. I did remember one of the things that that I didn't like about the movie, that it popped into my head and it was so noticeable that can't believe I forgot about it. We talked about how, you know, good the animation of the sea was. The night sky was not that good. There were some times where if you look in the background, there is like a band of lighter color and it's a definite line. And then you see the black of the sky. So down around the horizon. So it just, I noticed that a couple times and it was a little jarring. So
I did want to mention, because we're watching this with my daughter, and being an animation student, she pointed out, you mentioned that the tattoos were hand drawn. In addition, on the tattoos, you could actually see, like, you could see the details of the skin, and you could see them through the tattoos as well. So there was a layer of skin that was, you know, that was used, that was very realistic looking over the tattoos, or
yes,
the tattoos over it. So it was very well animated.
Yeah. Okay. As we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5, and we're going to do it for the original Moana. Pete, I'm going to start with you. Cups of pixie dust for Moana.
I think I'm going to give this one a 3.5. It's not one of my favorite Disney movies, but it's very rewatchable. You know, again, I was surprised watching this that I probably haven't seen it since it came out, which is got to be 7-8 years ago now. Actually, one of our cats is named Moana, and that cat is, I think,
been 13 years. This came out in 2011.
13 years? Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So, holy cow. Really? Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry. No. My mistake. It's been 7 years. It's been 8 years. It's 2016.
Okay. That makes more sense, because I said the cat's 7 and my daughter named it. And so I think it was pretty shortly after relatively shortly after the movie came out. I give it a 3.5. I enjoyed it. It wasn't it's not top tier, but very enjoyable. Steve?
I'm with you, 3.5. And it's really that crab really took off points, but it's a good strong 3.5. I enjoyed it. I mean, I'll watch it again in a few years.
If I could only watch certain parts of it, I would definitely give it a 4. Like the last, the first third and the last third, probably I'd definitely give it a 4. I got to go with 3.5 though, just because, which is not, does not make it a bad movie.
Right.
And again, if the later part is on or the early part is on, I will definitely watch it. If Shiny is starting to come on, I'm probably keep flipping on the channel. Because let's face it, it's always on Freeform. So, yeah. Especially lately. So, all right. So, again, overall, 3.5 across the board. A decent movie. Definitely. If it's on and you got nothing else to do, stick with it. It's worth watching. So, as has become a tradition for us, we always talk about what we've been thankful for this past year. And it doesn't have to be Disney related. It can be Disney related. Pete, what are you thankful for in 2024?
Realizing I just picked my daughter up from college. Last year at this time, she was down in doing the Disney College program. So she wasn't home for Thanksgiving. She wasn't home for Christmas. So I'm thankful that, having a kid that's 21, that she's home for, she's going to be home for the holidays this year. So that's what I'm thankful for.
For me, my family, my friends, my job. And I'm thankful for, I'm thankful that I finally get to visit Japan to go see Tokyo DisneySea this summer. So
nice.
After many, many years of saving and stuff, finally getting to take a bucket list. So very thankful for that.
Awesome. For me at the moment, I've got to be thankful for doctors and surgeons that, you guys probably don't know this, my mother had some incredibly serious health issues last year about this time, and she has made a complete recovery that most of the doctors did not think she was going to be able to make. So that is nice. I'm also thankful for doctors and the fact that I'm going to have, I've been in pain for quite a while, but I'm going to be able to get that fixed here in the next couple weeks. So that's nice. I'll be honest, I'm honestly thankful for Disney, for the parks, being able to go and enjoy that and spend time there. You talk about having a 21-year-old son, 20-year-old daughter coming back from college. I've got a 16-year-old son who in a year and a half will be at college. and just being able to still continue to make memories of that. I took a long trip with him out to Indianapolis to a robotics competition this last weekend, and just being able to have a job and be in a position where I can make those memories with him and my wife it's so nice to know that these are things that even when he's gone, we'll still remember. So, and honestly, thankful for you guys and Kate and Gina and the whole community. Just, this is my safe space every week. This is my touchstone every week where I don't necessarily love my job, but I know I can come and spend an hour, half hour, 45 minutes with you guys talking Disney. And even though I might not enjoy what we're watching, and none of us might enjoy what we're watching, being able to spend time together with you guys is, I need this every week.
Oh, it's always fun to talk Disney, right? Whether, as you say, whether the movie was good or not, it's always fun. I actually, excuse me, I kind of enjoy it more when we don't all agree. Yeah. I mean, it's nice that we saw a movie that we all like, but it makes for a more interesting show when there's some disagreement in the movie. And I think in this particular case, we all liked the same things, we all disliked the same things. You know, I guess good on the movie for that, but you know, sometimes it's more interesting when one of us is an outlier or something like that. But I always enjoy talking with you guys and Kate and Gina when she's here as well about these shows and movies that we watch, for sure.
Yeah. So, okay, with Kate not here, I'm going to do the Disney Plus news. So, Star Wars Skeleton Crew will actually debut early next week, with the initial episodes coming out on December 2nd at 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is Monday. Normally, it will come out on Tuesdays, but they're going to release it on Monday. I'm not 100% sure why, but... sure, that was quote big news from Disney this week. They also announced that Deadpool and Wolverine had 19.4 million views in its first 6 days, making it the most watched premiere of a show on Disney Plus since Black Panther 2. And there will be at least from this group at least two more watches of it, because that's what we're doing next week. I will be 100% honest. I don't know that I'm going to watch this show. I will be on to help moderate, but the violence is something that I do not enjoy at all, as has been made obvious over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to try starting this because I think the humor is something I would enjoy. But if I'm not going to be able to get through it and enjoy it at least a little bit, I will bail and I won't even rate it. So we'll have to see how that comes next week. If you guys have suggestions, we're full up until Christmas. Then we'll be taking our Christmas break of about 3 weeks. Then after Christmas, we need some stuff to watch. So if you have suggestions, please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Message us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever. If you want to see us do another live show, if you want to come on and talk about something that you absolutely love that you don't mind us getting on you for loving it, come on. We love having guests on our show. We're getting ready to start season 5, guys, which is just amazing. So, we have new episodes come out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Pete and Steve, Kate, see you next week. Gina, we miss you. We love you. We hope you can come back soon. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Thanksgiving.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.